Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, we talk for heaters.
A couple of wraps and some spicy dust.
And much more, of course. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:37 on your Thursday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time, as promised, to give you the opportunity to stick it to the bin man. It is some breakfast show merch. Everybody's talking about it. They could be talking about it on your street or square or close or Coles de Saxe, which of course is the plural.
The plural.
Yeah. As we learned on this show many years ago. So basically, it's a sticker of my face with a QR code that lets you listen to Absolute Radio. You stick it to the side of your wheelie bin. Voila, you are a dude.
Yes, you post us a selfie with you stood next to it, ideally. A lot of people are doing it.
We've had some incredible pictures. In fact, we're going to dedicate some of the show in the not too distant future to all of the pictures that you've sent us, you happy recipients of bin stickers, but particularly
there's
one gentleman.
One very special one.
Who has turned it up to 11. Anyway, I said too much. All will be revealed. So what you need to do now is focus on a clip from yesterday morning's show. During the social ammunition, Matt brought us this story. Here we go.
And he has now got the Guinness World Record for lifting a 129.5 kilogram weight, the equivalent of a 3-seater sofa, using just...
Wow.
He's from Dover in Kent, so he lifts these 6 iron plates all stacked together, and he holds them in the air for about 6 seconds, and that's what means he gets the world record for deadlift.
Has he ever stood on the White Cliffs of Dover just like that? Yeah, looking out.
Forgot I said that. Sorry to the French. So, to win yourself a bin sticker, what body part did the man use to lift the weights? Ooh. Which part of his body did he use to lift the weights? Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. Keep it clean, people.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's Thursday morning, the time is 6:47. The perfect time to give away a bin sticker. Joining us on line one is Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello. Jeff, the Hi, Jeff. Warmest of welcomes to the show. See, yesterday, Matt Dyson introduced us to someone who had a record-breaking, strong... Which body part was it, Jeff?
Middle finger.
Oh, it was.
Yes, it was.
Well done, mate. How many bins have you got, Jeff?
I have 3 bins.
OK, and which one are you going to put my face on?
I'm going to put your face on my brown bin, Dave.
Oh, you charmer. And which part of the country will that be in?
I live in Norfolk, mate. Oh, well, in Norfolk.
Norfolk, OK, that's great. Yeah. The face is heading to Norfolk. Jeff, thanks for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you very soon.
Cheers, thank you. Have a great day.
And you, Jeff, take care now. There will be a chance for you to stick it to the bin man on Monday morning, as tomorrow around this time, of course, we've got your chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Coming up to 7:10 on your Thursday morning, here's Matt Dyson and the social ammunition. What's going on, Matt?
Well, Dave, a radio station in Canada is doing the exact opposite of the Absolute Radio no-repeat guarantee because it's gone viral around the world after... It started to just play Killing the Name by Rage Against the Machine over and over and over again, all day long, every day this week.
Wow. This week. Strong choice as
strange
well.
Strange development. This is it was spotted by Tracy Lindemann, a freelance journalist who writes for The Guardian, and she started listening to this station to see if it was true. And she even requested, you can phone up and request tracks, and the DJ will get you on and go, oh, no, never heard of it. Here's Rage Against the Machine again. And they just constantly just keep playing it on a loop. So it's just like non-stop every single day. Oh, you want to hear another song? No, here it is. 5 minutes over and over again, like Groundhog Day of radio.
Great song, though.
It is a great song, to be fair, yeah. There's two different schools of thought as to why it's happening.
Okay.
At KISS 104.9 in Vancouver. It was a pop station playing the biggest hits and the best throwbacks.
Okay.
But just earlier this week on Wednesday, they sacked their breakfast show, which is not a nice move at all.
That's the reason.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's a key part.
That's the reason.
So they got rid of Kevin and Sonia in the morning.
Oh no!
I know. You're a big fan, so they've gone, and they're.
I'm listening to them now.
So it's either the rest of the radio station protesting, which I've always liked the idea of, they're just locking themselves in the studio and going, right, we're just going to play this,
yeah,
and they can't get rid of us, or they're going to be flipping formats, as they say in America, where they just change it to an alternative rock station from a pop station, and this is what they do in the middle to get some publicity for it, and that's what they're getting around the world at the moment.
Are you applying for a job there, Matt? Is that what's happening right now? Are you in an interview?
I don't know why they do all these format flips in America. Obviously, what you do is you just add it as a different digital strand on DAB, don't you?
I really don't think this is content on an entertainment breakfast show. I really don't. I'm going to have to ask you to move on. We're talking about strands and digital content.
There was one radio station in America that flipped formats, and they just played the Macarena for 24 hours straight. No ads, no DJs, no nothing, just the Macarena. It's a strange way of doing things,
well,
but that's what
from 9 a.m. through to 5 p.m. across the Absolute Radio network, you will not hear the same song twice.
Thank you. Exactly.
So no repeat guarantee.
It is a new idea, though, I guess. Having
Glenn, don't encourage him.
Having the all-repeat guarantee.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas,
we guarantee you'll hear the same song twice.
Very highest rotation there's ever been in radio. It's amazing. You know, enough radio.
Oh, don't
chat,
you? Okay? High rotation? Are you kidding me?
Ring that for a podcast. Now.
High rotation is just what people do in the Macarena, just constantly
very high
turning 90 degrees.
Yeah, certainly. Okay, let's move on from all the radio chat. That's possibly a bit in.
Possibly.
Let's talk about the excellent comedian Stephen Buchanan, who's done a really good video clip of imagining what it was like for the guy who invented the old El Paso fajita kits. This is so good, I love it.
Right, I've got an idea for a new product. I'm listening. Fajita kits. Oh, that sounds good. So is it just going to be like a box that contains chicken? No. All right, we'll go for the veggie angle then. We'll just have the peppers and onions. No. Right, okay, so just like the base ingredients then? Like the guacamole? No. Sour cream? No. The cheese? No. Sorry, what is actually in this box? A couple of wraps and some spicy dust. So we're basically just lying to people. No, we'll have thought of that. What we're going to do is put just add at the bottom of the box in like size one font, and then just proceed to list every single ingredient you need to make a fajita. We may as well say, do you know what you can add to this fajita? A fajita? Yeah. This is single-handedly the worst idea I have ever heard in my life. But are you still going to use it to make lots of money? Well, obviously, yeah.
Oh, very good. There's a couple of wraps and some spicy dust. It's amazing. I'll share it so you can watch it for yourself this morning. You'll be talking about it later on. I saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
18 minutes past 7 on your Thursday morning. Matt, hit it. Yes, it is time for Bandagrams. We've stuck another band through the anagram machine. Can you tell us who it is? If you can, you earn a shout-out. Now, we play this lot on Absolute Radio, on noughties and on tens. That's where we play them. And I'm going to give you three different bandagrams today.
Great.
But they all kind of come up just as the same person. Mm. A mechanic-enthroned elf.
What? Oh, my God.
A horn-cancelled thief men.
Wow.
I love the typing. A chanced helmet inferno. Which was one of my erotic dancing names in the early noughties.
So is this a band's name an entire sentence?
Well, it is, actually, yeah.
Right, okay.
So there they go. A mechanic enthroned elf, a horn-cancelled thief men, a chanced helmet inferno. That's your bandagram this morning. Your names and your answers, your location and what you're up to right now, please, to 8-12-15. If you can figure out the bandagram, you get a shout-out. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
From the biggest transformations to the smallest changes, don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
It's bandagrams. A mechanic enthroned elf, a horn-cancelled thief men, or a Chanced Helmet Inferno. All three of those have gone through the Bandagram machine, but which band are they? We play on Absolute Radio, on Noughties and on Tens. Matt Dyson?
Well, you did give me a clue before I worked this one out. You said,
well, I said the first word's Florence, so that must have helped.
You said the first word is a name, Florence and the Machine.
There you go, Florence and the Machine is correct, well done. Congratulations to Big Mac, driving home after a brutal night shift. Claire stuck in traffic on the way to work with just 11 teaching days till the end of term. Jason and Sean on their way to tie in a water main diversion. Oh, lads are here. If I have to tie in one more water main diversion, crazy. Karen walking the dogs in the woods, having just accidentally swallowed a fly. Ruth in Warrington driving to work and feeling very jaded after a night out. Stay strong. Adam on the way to dig big holes in Kendall. Andrew from Barking being boring. Sarah from Renishaw. And Anthony just about to move several tons of cyanide about.
What? should we contact someone?
Be careful, Anthony, but thank you very much, Lee, for playing Bandagrams whilst moving tons of cyanide about.
Yeah, eyes on the job, mate, please.
In their job, aren't
he's
they?
Just the poison delivery guy. Yeah,
I've been doing this for years now. I just join in the radio
competition.
I've got
this, it fell off the back of a lorry.
Thank you very much indeed for playing Bandagrams. The answer was Florence and the Machine. It will return tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, and this week on 10 Weeks of Tickets, it's about a pair of tickets to go to Kendall Calling, where you'll see the likes of the Stereophonics, Bastille, Supergrass, the Kooks, the Wombats and the Vaccines, to name but a few, as we play Bag-O Bands. So, Matt, I notice you've upgraded your bag.
I know, I have.
The Primark bag bit the dust.
Yeah, finally ripped, unfortunately. So I've got a sort of bag for life with some festive foxes on it.
So a Bag-O Life isn't just for Christmas?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. A lot of people take rucksacks to festivals, not me. I prefer a Bag for Life and a Bag-O Bands, because that's the name of the game, Dave.
How does it work, Matt?
I have packed things that relate to artists on the bill. If you answer a question correctly about the artist, you win the tickets. Three questions, get them all right, and you're going to the festival.
Lovely stuff. If you would like to play, it makes a lovely rustling sound, yes, that Bag for Life, doesn't it? Yeah. Very nice. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Call us right now. The T's and C's are online.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, flooring, tiles, garden essentials and more besides. Whatever you need, Wix has got it covered. Shop now in store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, and it's all about Kendall Calling on 10 Weeks of Tickets and your chance to see Bastille and Supergrass and the Stereophonics and the Kooks and the Wombats and the Vaccines as Matt once again opens his Bag-O Bands. And playing this morning is Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, dear. Morning, team. You all right?
Hi, Chris.
Very good. Thanks, Chris. Thank you for asking. Lovely having you on the show. So Matt's going to get rummaging. You need to answer three questions correctly. There is an A or a B answer for all three. Matt, rummage away.
I will rummage. What's this? Oh, wait a minute. Yes, it's a small batch of Pfizer, Moderna, and some AstraZeneca thrown in there for good measure. It's the vaccines.
It's the vaccines, of course, Chris. But what is the name of the vaccines front man? Justin Young or Justin Old?
Yeah, Justin Young.
It is! Yeah. Well done, that's one down. Two to go, Matthew.
You can delve a little deeper now into the bag. Oh, hello. Oh, hello there, fellas. I take these guys with me to every festival day.
Where's this going?
To make sure I'm well fed. Okay. It's the TV chefs from the Northeast, Michael O'Hare and Kenny Atkinson.
All right.
Always good to have the cooks with you, or as they say in their accent, the kooks.
The kooks. You okay with that, Chris?
Yeah,
no offence. Yeah. The
kooks. Okay. So what was the name of the Kooks' debut album? Was it Back to Front, Upside Down, or Inside In, Inside Out?
Inside In, Inside Out.
That's absolutely right. Well done. So just one question remaining. Matt.
Okay. Finally, one more rummage. Oh no. How's that got in there? It's embarrassing. It's a parking ticket from my recent visit to the Old Bailey.
Oh, no.
We weren't going to while I was there, but I got a fine from the Old Bill at the Old Bailey. The Old Bill Bailey, you know.
Yeah, that's the easier way of saying it, isn't it?
Yeah. The Old Bill Bailey. Sorry.
Okay, Chris, which TV show did Bill Bailey win in 2020? Was it Strictly Come Dancing or The X Factor?
Yeah, Strictly Come Dancing.
It was! Well done, Chris. That's 3 out of 3. You're off to Kendall Calling. Well done, and thank you for tuning into the show, Chris.
Excellent, thank you very much. Thank you.
Speak to you real soon. There'll be a chance for you to win again on Home Time with Bush and Richie from 4.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
8:08 on your Thursday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show here on Absolute Radio, where I want to talk about sitting down gone wrong. It happened in Morocco.
Oh, no.
To me, yeah. I mean, that was about a month ago, but it's taken me this long to come around
to talk about
to be able to tell you all. We were by the pool and there were these kind of Moroccan chairs. I don't know how to describe them. They were like giant wicker boomerangs and they were just around the pool. They were on the floor. They didn't have any legs.
Right.
And I attempted to sit in one whilst, you know, trying to look stylish and cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just tipped straight backwards and I thought, no! I'm going to fall in the pool in front of everyone! and so then I started to scramble and because it was like a giant wicker boomerang, it just tilted on its side. So I was just on my side, like laying in the pool with my head just over the pool. Just over the edge there, laying there. And my nieces, Alice and Penny, 10 and 6 years old, I think are still laughing now.
Yeah.
A month later, every time I see them, they just point and they laugh. Sitting down gone wrong. That's what I want to discuss. The number is 8-12-15. Come, join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Sitting down gone wrong. Dave, taking seats late on the front row to watch Van Morrison whilst he was singing. He gave us the filthiest look we have ever received.
The glare from Van Morrison's
a good name for the podcast. Thank you, Lee. Dave, on more than one occasion, I have settled in my favourite chair in front of the TV, plate of dinner on tray, and realised the remote control is out of reach by the television. So I've stood up, put the tray on the chair.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He does all his own stunts.
Yeah.
Walking the 3 steps to the TV, then shuffle backwards, boom. Untouched food, ketchup, gravy, sweet corn, everywhere, all over me body.
Oh.
That's from Ben in Rugby.
I did this with my glasses a couple of months ago. I was in Wales, and I sat on my glasses, and I just felt them crunch underneath me.
Horrible.
And the worst thing was I was thinking, well, how the hell am I going to get home?
Yeah.
I'm going to drive back. And so I had to hold them up to my face on the way home, like opera glasses.
Yeah, like a monocle. Wow.
Sitting down, gone wrong in Glenn's life as well. Joining us right now on line one, we have Paolo. Good morning, Paolo.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Very good, thanks. Hello. Lovely having you on the show. So yours is a unique take on the question I'm asking about when a sitting down gone wrong, because in your world, there was someone who did it intentionally. That's right, isn't it, Paolo?
Exactly, yeah, that's right.
Explain exactly what went down.
Well, my wife had just left a London agency for a local one. She'd only been there a couple of days when the business owner announced that they'd terminated one of their contracts, and he asked her if she'd join him in what was going to be a difficult company meeting.
Right.
And on the car on the way there, he said, look, I've got an idea. I'm going to fall off my chair to lighten the mood.
Probably before
David Brent was around.
And
she implored him not to.
Don't do it!
It's not going to work.
And but he went ahead and did it anyway.
Oh, I didn't know.
Wow.
the client terminate the contract immediately, and she resigned on the way home.
Oh, what? Paolo, amazing. Thank you very much indeed for that wonderful story. We will speak to you very soon. Keep them coming. The number is 8 12 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
Sitting down gone wrong. Thank you for being brave enough to share. And Alison Penny, I can still hear you laughing. I was at work standing up explaining something to a colleague, and then I started to sit down. But I sat on the front of the chair, Dave, and it slowly rolled away. And I slowly slid down onto the floor, disappearing out of sight of my colleagues, who then stood and stared and burst out laughing from Steve in Kent. Dave, as a child in the 80s, I was in a friend's kitchen. I sat on what I thought was a poof type thing. It turned out to be a large bucket of his dad's homebrew. Covered with multiple tea towels. That's from Snowy in Telford. Yes. I'll get this from Carmen. My goodness. Morning, Dave and the team. I accidentally sat on a woman's back.
What?
In a sports shop while she was bent down trying some trainers on. Oh. In the corner of my eye, I thought she was one of the padded footstools as her cardigan was the same colour. Oh, no. I will never forget the sound of every breath of air leaving her body. That's from Carmen. Thank you very much indeed once again for sharing all of your stories and tales of sitting down gone wrong. Wordplay is afoot on the Daily Smash, where once again, not for the first time, we take inspiration from Matt Dyson's section, The Social Ammunition. And earlier in the week, Matt, you were telling us about a flying hotel.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. It's still at the design stage, but the floating hotel of the future will have 5,000 guests on it. It's powered by nuclear energy and piloted by artificial intelligence. What could possibly go wrong?
It's weird to be able to predict a disaster movie, isn't it? We know what's going to happen. This is Poseidon Adventure in the sky.
Yeah, you know what you need? You need The Rock. The Rock's the only person who can help you now.
If you got on there and you saw someone like The Rock boarding the plane, you'd go, oh my God, we're so screwed. Oh, I know he's going to rescue us, but we're so screwed.
I'm not going to be the quirky British comedy character. Yeah. I'm not lovable family man, am I? I'm going to be going first. So, taking inspiration, as I say, from that, we are smashing together anything to do with hotels, stuff, maybe services they provide, the names of them, whatever it may be, anything hotel-based, and the playlist, 8, 12, 15. And to whet the appetite, get the grey matter a-tickling, these are the ones from around the studio. I've got Boom Boom Shake the Room service.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Good.
And then I kind of fell into running up that Hilton... Cypress Hilton,
yes,
Salisbury
good.
Hilton. I couldn't stop myself.
Sure,
it happens. Matt Dyson, what have you got?
SX Corby Trouser Press, obviously,
very good.
That has to come in, and Chateau Johnny Marmont.
Glenn?
I've got Groove Ramada, If I Were a Ritz Man, and Paul McCartney's Maybe I'm a Maid.
Oh, hey! Yes. Right, there you go. Anything to do with hotels, hoteliers, and music. Smash them together. Give us your best suggestions at 8, 12, 15. And remember to include your name so you can get the recognition you deserve.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have everything you need to complete your home and garden projects. Shop in store or through the Wix app.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
8:45 on your Thursday morning. I charge you with the task of punning anything to do with hotels, anything to do with music. Bring them together in your little brains. 8, 12, 15, send me the results. Congratulations to you, Dan, for brilliant. Savoy George. Nicely done. Premier in Excess from Louise in Cambridge. Novotel for the Soul from Jay.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Excellent work, Jay. Kasabian frontman, concierge Pizzorno Techno in Farnham. Premier in Sane in the Membrane from Ian. Fallout Bellboy from Sam in Essex. Yes. The Travelodge Wilburys from Chris in Middlesbrough. Very nice. Bellboys are back in town. Will the Tyler in Essex. Airbnb G's. Daryl the Chiller Guy on the M25. This is great from Ian. Chairman of the Half Board.
Oh, lovely work.
Give me just a little more wine.
Oh, wow.
Superb.
Nice.
And congratulations to Laura on Two Door Minibar Club. That's brilliant, Laura.
Very good.
Well done to you all. Matt Dyson, any on the socials?
Yes, there's another Bellboy and Sebastian here from Darren Izzard. Another take on the Bellboy. There's Parking Life by Radisson Blur, says Usain Bolt. Martin suggests anything by B&B King. And Flinny has gone for the Urban Cookie Collective. I've got the key card. I've got the secret.
Oh, I've got the key card. I've got the secret. Well done, everybody. That was the Daily Smash, as always. Fantastic work.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Thursday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
It's a bonus tidbit that sits perfectly alongside the main Social Ammunition that Matt does every morning at 10 minutes past seven. Mm. So what's the tidbit today, Matt?
And a theme that crops up occasionally on social media is Americans not knowing or having kettles in their house. Because there's been many people on TikTok making cups of tea, you know, where they boil the water in the microwave.
Yeah.
And it always looks horrible. They make British tea look awful. But everyone's saying they don't have kettles in America.
Okay, I'm just trying to put myself in an American kitchen,
but apparently they're not aware of them and they don't like to boil water using the kettle. A guy called Stefan Roberts tweeted an article from just the other day in the New York Times with this groundbreaking new invention that's spreading across America. It says, a swift and easy way to heat water without using a stove. Consider the electric kettle.
Well, that's in the New York Times.
In the New York Times this year. Just saying, hey, guys, you've never thought of this before, but why not try getting a kettle? Many models will even let you set a precise temperature for getting the best flavour from tea and coffee. So, finally, the kettle is arriving in America.
I'm so going to go over there and apply for Dragon's Den. I mean, how easy must it be out there?
Yeah, unbelievable. Wait till they hear about the boiling water taps. Minds are going to be blown, aren't they?
Slow down.
Yeah, and apparently they don't have hot water bottles in America either, but, you know, so I don't know.
Well, according to the Hypebeast Womble, but you know easy.
Yeah, I haven't actually fact-checked that.
Mr. Magic Beans over there.
So it must be true. For some reason, they're really miles behind the game when it comes to boiling water. But you'll be talking about it later when I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Once again, it is time for me to bid you farewell and inform you there is a brand new edition of the Breakfast Show Daily Podcast ready and available for you to enjoy. It is the naming ceremony, Matthew.
Yes, let's name it.
Apologies to the French.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to stick your face on my brown bin.
Yeah.
High rotation. Are you kidding me? A couple of wraps and some spicy dust.
Yes, that's good.
The evil glare of Van Morrison. Ooh. Or I accidentally sat on a woman's back.
I do love a couple of wraps and some spicy dust, but I think I accidentally sat on a woman's back was the moment of the show, really.
It was a great story. Go find our podcast to hear it for yourselves. Up next, well, news on how we can make you a winner. We guarantee if you do win to have the money in your bank account this very day. And the money we're talking about is £115,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.